Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brewers fans, this one is over, and now it's time for the longest-running mashup. It's Show Meets Show. The Wendy's Big Show meets the Bayview Shade and Blind Baseball Postgame Show, presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey. Now, live from the Hyundai of West Dallas Postgame Studios, here's the Big Show's Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Bill Baby Tausch Schmid, and the franchise, Tim Allen.
Tim Allen's here. What do you got, Tim? Come on, ask me a lineup question.
Well, it's a final from Miller Park, and the results are not good. The game ends, and the series ends in a split. Hey, 2-2 and a four-gamer. You'll take that, right?
Yes, it's good. It's
okay.
Good.
Okay. Welcome, right. Everybody. Baby Shade and Blind Postgame Show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey as we meet the Wendy's Big Show. 11-6 the final, and the Brewers in their last seven games are 4-3. I'm playing some winning baseball here as of late. Looking good, too. I'm just kidding. Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Baby Tausch, Bill Schmid, myself.
Oh, no. Do you think that they're looking good, too?
No, they're not looking good. They're not looking good at all. If you'd have Golden Radio would have occurred if you'd have mic'd me up in the first inning. Because Freddie Peralta, I'm ready to wring his neck. If you're not ready to play baseball, then go home. If you're not ready to pitch, whatever you're doing before you pitch, this first inning thing is driving me crazy with Freddie Peralta.
How old is he?
22. Okay. 23, I think.
22.
Yeah. Okay.
Just a reminder. He's not 28. He's 22. And now hold on. Before you go any further, hold on. Worked with you long enough. You, for years, when you and I did the postgame show together, for years, would cry and bellyache, as would I. Why can't we ever get a 21-year-old up here to pitch for us? Why can't we ever get somebody up here in the major leagues to do what they do for the Cardinals and what they do for the Yankees and all these other guys? No. It takes them to like they're 25, 26 before we finally get them up here. And half the time, they still aren't very good. Okay. I get it. So now you get the 21-year-old last year who came up, probably didn't belong in the rotation, but ended up in the rotation, and you came within one game of the World Series.
Yes.
Now we change pitching coaches. We change catchers. We do all this rigmarole. We come back. Last year, first inning was a problem with him, too, in fairness to everybody involved, right? They had a problem with Derek Johnson in the first inning, too, not just Chris Hook. And he stinks in the first inning still, no matter if it's Peña or Grandal outside of one game.
We'll figure it out.
He's had problems. Agreed. So now it's, okay, well, guess what? We're sick of this. Your ERA is like 100 in the first inning. So you're going to go down to AAA and sit there the rest of the year, and we'll try you again next year. Okay, let's do that. So there goes Freddie Peralta. Corbin Burns, I was telling Billy today, I was hot. Corbin Burns, I thought, had more tools than all three of the guys. Woodruff, Peralta, Burns, at the beginning of the year, I thought he had the best upside, the upside.
Me too.
He adds two pitches, so he goes from being a three-pitch pitcher to a five-pitch pitcher. And we're going to put all three of them in the rotation, just like I asked. Great. And I said, hey, if it doesn't go well, you got to have patience and be able to deal with it.
No,
not us. No. Want to know why? Because the bullpen sucks.
No.
So now the bullpen sucks. The rotation's not very good. So now they decided, well, we got old man Gio Gonzalez. He pitched well once. So let's leave him in the rotation.
Yeah.
And we're going to send Corbin Burns out to the bullpen for the rest of the year because Josh Hader's getting blown up left and right lately. So we have nobody. We can't count on Jeremy Jeffers.
No.
Hader's home run derby. Mm-hmm. We got nobody. So Corbin, go work out of the bullpen. How'd that go last night?
It went well for an inning, and then it didn't go well after that.
Come on, man. This whole thing is a train wreck right now. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. Last year, we were here, and we were talking special in April. We were talking special. Like, hey, after week one was, I think, I was like, this is going to be a special year. And you can feel like something's good going on right here. Right now, this feels the exact opposite. This feels like we are going the opposite way.
I will tell you that they haven't set him up yet at Miller Park. the little kiosk down the left field and right field line. That's that Dunn Club kiosk. You just swipe your card there, and then you're a member.
No, there's nobody there yet.
Yeah, right. Those are the empty kiosks down there. Yes. So let's not go there quite
no,
yet.
No, I'm not saying to go there, but this is not last year. That's all I'm saying. This is not last year's
I can
team.
Get Gary Ellerson to start a game.
Sure.
Anybody can pitch bad.
Well, Jacob Barnes, I mean, come on. Well, they could have pulled somebody out of the stands.
Whatever Freddie Peralta,
just about,
whatever.
That's, what, that's the effort that you got yesterday.
Jacob Barnes,
do the direct opposite of whatever you're doing to prepare for your start, Freddie. Whatever
it
is.
Do you put that on the coaching staff, Tim? Do you put that on the veteran catcher do you have, or do you put that on squarely on Freddie Peralta?
Yeah, I mean,
as a 22-year-old. Yeah, right, because they have, Stevie, they have given him both catchers.
He had,
you wanted him to get Pena again, and he got him again today.
His only good outing was with Manny Pena. It was shutout ball. That was the only one he had. The rest was ground out. And I'm going to Billy, dude, would you please just give him Manny Pena back, and let's see what happens again? So they give him Manny Pena back again. Well, here you go.
I am really refraining to ask questions like this over the years. I got to be honest. I keep refraining from them.
I really don't want to hit you in the face.
I frame them in a more positive light.
You like that, Gary?
So when you say faith, do you have faith with this team?
Yes.
To make a playoff push? Okay.
No.
You could ask it this way. Tell me about how much faith you got in the team still here in the 2019 championship season.
Or I could
phrase it, Gary, where I could say, are you losing faith with the 2019 season?
Yeah.
And I got to be honest, there's a lot of Brewers fans that look at it that way.
Yeah.
And we have to make sure, or at least I do, finger on the pulse of the Brewers fan base. Are you losing faith in this team? Because of everything Sparky just went through.
I got more.
Okay, no, I know
the whole
more.
Show on how bad everything's been.
799-1250. Go ahead, Gary.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. So
you losing faith?
Well, yeah, and this team, the way this team is constructed, they gotta do something different. Right? We need pitching bad. So we know that. So either these guys gotta get better quickly, or this is what it's gonna be about. And they're in danger, Tim. Here's what they're in danger of. They're in danger of losing the mojo. Mojo is a magic pill or a magic thing that comes across a team and you can't explain why they do and what they happen. Now, today, Lorenzo Cain catches a ball, and it's clearly a catch. He hits the pad and it falls out of his hand. That's losing mojo. There was a Arcia really is a good defensive player. Right? Don't really make a lot of mistakes. Made one today. Losing mojo. Who has sailed one across first baseman head today?
That's Travis Shaw.
Normally doesn't do that.
No.
Losing mojo. You're in danger of losing the magic that makes you have a special season. Like winning like 90, 95 games. That's what you're in danger of, and you can't come back from that. And listen, you know what team that lost their mojo? The Cubs.
Last year.
And
they were still right there with a chance.
They couldn't figure it out.
Yep.
They couldn't figure it out. They were just like, you know, like when you, I don't know if you ever driven a stick shift before. It's a five speed, right? But you in that fourth gear and you and you know you need to get it in five. And you're trying, you got that clutch going, you're going to burn it out. You got the clutch, you're trying to hit it, and it's just right there, and you can't find it. That's where they're at. They're in the middle of losing good mojo that you can't recreate, and you just throw your hands up, and you go like, oh, just pretty much the same players we had last year. Same team that we went to World Series with, pretty much, and we don't. We can't find it. That's what the Cubs are.
If you do what he just said and use that, what gear are they in?
Here you go. Yeah.
What gear? They aren't in fourth gear.
No, they're not in fourth
gear. They are definitely not in fourth gear.
They are definitely not in fourth gear. It's a five speed. They might be at 2.5 right now.
I'd agree with that.
And again, I hate asking it this way, but I do believe the question's fair. I do believe it's a fair question. Are you losing a little faith with the expectations you had coming into this season?
Which was World Series.
It is.
Yes.
It had to be. They're 33 games in, and we'll get to Baby Tosh. I know you're ready to go.
Oh, he's furious.
After the break, there are some mitigating circumstances here in this 17-16, now after this loss, 17-16 record. Injuries play a part. They do. They really do. Mm-hmm. Youth plays a part. It does. Time parameter plays a part. Some could say it's still early. Acquisitions could play a part. So underachieving, there's a lot of things that will mitigate the circumstance.
Coaching.
For Baby Towels. We'll get your feedback too. But are you? I think
I'm gonna throw up first.
I gotta ask the question though, man.
I know. No, it's a very fair question.
They're
very
playing
fair question.
Some ugly baseball. They are, and nobody can refute that. Not even those guys.
No.
Some of this baseball is ugly. Are they gonna figure it out? We want to get your reaction here after the Brewers lose the fourth and final game of this 4-game set. We're here in the Hyundai of West Dallas post game studios. Wendy's Big Show meets the Baby Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey after a Brewers 11-6 loss.
Milwaukee baseball insider Adam McAlvey has the latest on the crew on the Big Show every Friday afternoon at 4:48. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Marola on the only station Brewers fans need. Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Introducing the new $5 Biggie Bag from Wendy's. It comes with a new bacon double stack made with a quarter pound of fresh, never frozen beef and topped with crispy applewood smoked bacon. Plus 4 nuggets, fries, and a drink all for just $5. That's right, just $5. The new $5 Biggie Bag from Wendy's is everything you could ever want. Well, at least for lunch. Try Wendy's new $5 Biggie Bag today. Biggie Bag includes 4-piece nuggets, small fries, and a small drink. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Approximate weight before cooking. Price and participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
At Athletico Physical Therapy, we believe there is freedom from pain. This is Ryan Bedingfield from the new Wauwatosa Mayfair Clinic. Our physical therapist will help you overcome pain and discomfort so you can get back to doing the things you love. Athletico has over 450 locations throughout the Midwest, with over 22 in Milwaukee and southern Wisconsin. Start your recovery by calling 877-ATHLETICO or visiting athletico.com to request a free injury screen. Athletico. Better for everybody.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur. Doing payroll is no longer a headache for our customer, Jeff.
I've used various payroll providers in the past, and none can hold a candle to Patriot Software. Their software is ridiculously easy to use. The support staff is knowledgeable and courteous. I am very excited that Patriot Software files my tax forms for me, not just providing the forms like other payroll companies do. As a business owner, managing payroll has been a long-time headache that I no longer struggle with thanks to Patriot Software. I definitely rate your company 5 out of 5 stars.
Go to PatriotSoftware.com to get your payroll pricing for up to 100 employees. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The job of looking for your career just got easier. The Milwaukee Virtual Job Fair. Sit back, turn on your computer, and they come to you. Oh, look, there's another one. When you visit the Milwaukee Virtual Career Fair, you'll find booths from employers with hundreds of openings, all that need to be filled immediately. VirtualCareerFair.com. Our virtual job fair may just be the most realistic approach to finding a new job. Log on right now to apply for your next job at VirtualCareerFair.com.
Have you ever thought about a career in union construction or weren't sure how to get there? WRTP Big Step offers programs and classes to help you explore, prepare, and connect to a career in the union construction industry. They're not just a classroom. Their industry professionals will prepare you for what you can expect. It's that simple.
2019 is a huge year for the construction industry,
so be a part of it. Call 414-342-9787.
I think what sets us apart is that we're family. My 6 brothers and sisters and I have spent most of our lives here. This business is like another family member because we care about it that much. This is Daniel Pahalski with Bayview Shade and Blind, and all that means to you is that the things we do are handled with care. From helping you decide which window fashions are going to best suit your home and lifestyle, to our quality-first products, all the way to your worry-free installation, you can count on us treating you the way we would want to be treated. So when you're ready to see the latest high-quality window fashions available, all backed by a truly worry-free buying experience, stop by. We're easy to find off Highway 45 in QM Menominee Falls or 67th and Forest Home in Milwaukee. Or just give us a call and we'll come to you. Because it's always worth your while. when you work with someone who cares. You can find out more at BayviewShade.com.
Come share a little sunshine, Bayview Shade and Blind.
Bucks dominate the Boston Celtics in Game 2. Onward and upward, series tied at 1. They head to Boston on Friday night. Hey, it's Sparky Fiverr. Join us immediately following that one for the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops Basketball post-game show Friday night after the Bucks and Celtics here on The Fan.
Throwback Thursday on The Big Show is brought to you by the Mecca Sports Bar and Grill grand opening tomorrow at 4 p.m. Located in the Deer District across from Fiserv Forum. Devoted to all sports, the Mecca Sports Bar and Grill will recreate the in-game experience featuring state-of-the-art electronics built around the centerpiece of a 36-foot high-def screen. The Mecca, the prime destination for Wisconsin's passionate sports fans. Pitching is nearly everything in baseball, but it doesn't always go as planned. Let's see who got lit up tonight. Sponsored by Heiser Automotive. Today's your day. Online at Heiser.com.
This is somewhat simple in who got lit up after an 11-6 loss here as postgame.
Right away with it. Number 51.
Yeah, Freddy Peralta. Four innings of work today, allows 8 hits, 9 runs. However, 6 of them earned. So you got the 3 unearned runs.
Yeah, and Orlando Arcia also got lit up when the ball got right past him.
Indeed. With Heiser Automotive, that's who got lit up. We're asking the question.
Another honorary member for who got lit up. It was Skip Day today. So,
was Skip Day where?
Yeah, senior Skip Day all over.
Senior Skip Day all over the place.
Oh.
So a lot of high school kids were at the game today. They didn't know what the hell they were looking at, but they were there.
Yeah, they were there.
799-1250. It's a fair question. I like to focus on the positive, but I can't avoid it today. Billy, before we get to the calls, your thoughts, are you losing faith?
I'm not losing faith. I know that this team is good. I know that they have really, really good hitters. I know that they have really, really good players, and they're going to perform better. I had them at like 85, 86 wins, and I knew that this division
was getting worse this year anyhow.
Yeah, because I knew that everybody got good around them. I didn't know that the Cardinals got this good, but I believe that we're not even through the first 54. And if you're going to go through a 54 right, where you can win more than you lose and you can maybe stay even on the other two 54 splits of the 54-54-54 for 162-game season, you're going to be all right.
See, now that's the difference.
You're going to be all right.
If there are more people like him, which I don't think there are, but if there are more people like him that said they're going to only be a couple games over 500 this year, they're going to take a big step back. If that's where your goal was only 85, well, yeah, then you're not worried. They're playing 500 fine. Ball. This is what you expected all year. So this is what it is. This is what 500 baseball looks like right here. Now, if you thought they were going to be last year, 95, 96, trying to knock on the door of 100 and get back to a World Series, then this is not acceptable.
There are more individuals on this team that are underachieving than overachieving. I mean, you can count on one hand of the guys so far in the 25 men as we speak that are doing well. Think about that.
There's one piece to this puzzle, and Gary was right when you talk about losing mojo, that there is one piece to this that they need back to get that mojo going.
Something has to happen.
And it could.
All right.
I want to see if anybody else has it.
799-1250 as the Brewers fall today. Are you losing a little bit of faith? You can slice and dice that question any way you want. Let's go to Kobe in Jackson. Kobe, you're on The Fan. What's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, I've known baseball for just under 15 years. You know, I was born Ghanaian, so. But I'll tell you guys, we were a pitcher, an ace, away from the World Series last year. Okay, and if you are going to spend money during the offseason, I would expect that you go get an ace, not pay Grandal $18
million. I'm with you.
Your hitting was fine. I was good with Pena and what's his name? Kratz,
yeah.
Yep.
What they give us, we will take. But if you get a difference maker, that way you do not lose that momentum, because guess what? The Cardinals will be there. The Cubs are going to be there. So you need to start creating some separation or be in front of them. You know, that is my take. I'm losing faith.
There he is.
They go get an ace.
Kobe, don't be a stranger. Call anytime, all right? All right.
Hey, I always call. Packers, I do call.
Very good.
Bye. You're my man, all right?
Yeah. Thanks, Kobe.
Thanks, Kobe. Appreciate it, buddy.
Losing faith. Would that have helped your mojo scenario there, Gary? Would that have helped had they signed in the offseason that legit ace?
Yeah, but we all knew what they were going to try to do this year. I mean, I think everybody bought it. I think you're a singer.
I did.
We all did.
Yeah, when you talk about buying it, do you mean like buying it like that it was a good idea or buying that it was going to work away?
Both. Everybody thought it was a good idea and everybody thought it was going to work. Because what you saw from last year.
But the thing is, if you thought that it was going to work, then you obviously don't understand how difficult that is to have three guys under the age of 25 kick ass and take
everybody
names
right
away when they
started. So high on what they did last year. You had a sample size of what they could do last year. And you just thought,
But that means that David Stearns and Craig Council don't understand.
Well, and that means that...
Based on what you just said, that means the general manager and manager do not understand.
Or they thought it was too much of a calculated risk not to do it.
Or they're now making the changes and knew that they would take this risk, and if it failed, they're going to do this.
Depth to do this.
Burns is back in the bullpen now.
Which is stupid.
Well, again, he was 7-0 with a 2-1 ERA last year.
Some people
say he should have started out the season in the bullpen again.
Which I would not have liked either. But let's just say he stays in the bullpen. I don't think he will. But let's say he stays in the bullpen. So what's your starting rotation? Because Peralta's out of here. So who's your starting rotation? Let's go over the rotation.
You're down to four now as you await Jimmy Nelson.
Okay, so put Jimmy Nelson into the rotation. So who is it?
Chacin, Davies, Woodruff, Nelson, and Gio.
No Chase Anderson.
Well, he's hurt. I mean,
no, but when he's healthy, who are the five going to be for the majority of the year when they're healthy?
Then if Woody can't get his ERA under 4.7,
so then he's out.
Then he's going to be gone. So,
all three of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm not taking Brandon Woodruff out of the rotation.
5.17 ERA coming down.
Yeah, but he's the only guy that's kept you in some of these games.
Davies.
I get the ERA outside of Zach Davies. Out of these three dudes, he's the only dude that's kept you in ball games.
I completely understand how it looks at 17-16. You guys watch the Brewers games. You guys see the fashion in which they're playing baseball. It's like it's a struggle every night.
They have the worst ERA.
Every night it's a struggle. And I'm going to say this, just based on the time frame of 1 month, a little over 1 month in, and a 17-16 mark at 33 in, I'm going to reserve hope that something special can still happen. Am I losing faith? No, but that's me. But I completely understand how some people would. What about you guys? 414-799-1250. Kenosha Joe is next on the fan. What's up, Joe?
Thanks for taking my call. I love you guys. So I was at the game today, and Gary is right. There's not only is the vibe bad on the field, you see the players. No catcher ever went out to talk to Freddy Peralta. Pena didn't go to the mound to calm him down or talk to him. He gave up seven runs before the pitching coach came out. So I started losing faith when they let Derek Johnson walk, especially with the young pitchers coming in this year. You notice Cincinnati has the second lowest ERA in the major leagues. That's got to be Derek Johnson. So,
or they don't have Homer Bailey on their team with a 10 ERA anymore.
And Lee Tunnel. And they just wrote a big piece in The Athletic. And the hitting coach, Darnell Coles, has the D-backs third right now in runs scored, I want to say.
So to me, when you don't re-sign, I mean, that's like your defensive coordinator. Pitching is everything. What's scary, guys, is the mood of the fans in the park. People were laughing. Do you know there were kids in the bleachers that had big signs with "We skip school for this"? These are high school kids.
Yeah.
That was the sign in the bleachers. And people are snickering and laughing. And I mean, they're going to lose their fan base. There are only 20,000 fans there. But you look at the guys, Moustakas trying, but he had his head down. He's kicking his shoes in the sand. You know what that's like, Tim, watching high school guys, their heads are down. Nobody went to Peralta. Like, they don't have faith in this guy. What is he even doing on the mound? And what's really scary is all of their top prospects are position players. Who are the top pitchers?
You got Zach Brown.
You're seeing them right here. These are your top prospects. This is where you have to go.
The guys that flamed out are your top prospects.
Are going to be it.
Isn't that nice?
That's
so, for a month.
You have a bunch of has-been pitchers.
No, they're not
has-beens.
26-man and everybody else's squad. So they're scouting, you know, who's getting the Dodgers let a guy go, the Brewers pounce. I mean, what, that's like Doug Melvin. It really is frustrating to see this.
But see, you're in a position, boy, hold on. All right, thanks for the call.
Joe, thank you.
Yeah, this is the thing.
Wow, that made me feel a lot better.
The comparison to Melvin, remember, Melvin's still part of this organization. So the comparison to Doug is a fair one. But in defense of David Stearns, he's got no choice. His pitcher sucks.
He's got to do something.
He's got to continue to bring people in until a couple of these guys hit. This happened last April, too. They were rotating guys in and out of the bullpen.
Spin the dials, man.
April, trying to figure out how the bullpen's going to work. So that isn't out of the norm for David Stearns. The problem is, which what we talked about before, if you roll the dice on all three of these young guys, you had to make a determination. Are you going to stick with them, or are you going to bail at the first sign of a problem? If you were going to bail at the first sign of a problem, then you probably should have signed Dallas Keuchel, or you should have went out and signed somebody else instead of giving Grandal all that money. That probably would have been the better way if the whole plan was, well, if at the end of April they're struggling, we're out, and we're going to go back to Chase Anderson and these guys, then you never should have put him in there to begin with. Then you should have just put them back in the bullpen how they were last year and went out and got some retreads like Cincinnati did for their rotation and just plugged it and to see how far you could get with the great offense you were planning on.
They lose today. The Brewers fall to the Rockies 11-6. And spark of the game in this one, brought to you by Current Electric, is the three guys that flamed out, quote, in the rotation. Sorry.
Short-circuited.
Had to do it. Tony, you're next on The Fan. What's happening, Tony?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. What's up?
Hey, I think, you know, every team, the team that won championship, you think about that, every team in Boston last year or the Dodger, they have an ace. How come Brewers didn't have an ace? You're not going to have an ace to win World Series. So I think the Brewers got to do something. Otherwise, I'm the fan, man. I only have the bucks right now. Y'all is the man right now, so... I don't know, man. Brewers, the way they play like that. Last year, I spent almost $1,000 for a playoff. But the way they play right now, can't even watch it, man. I've been, like, just watching. It's down, like, 4-2-0, 5-0. How are you watching like that, bro?
Okay. Yeah, it's tough. Thanks, so you're losing a little faith. All right, thanks for the call. 799-1250. I hate, and again, if you're just tuning in, just getting out of Miller Park, I normally wouldn't frame a conversation on a negative side of things, but I just can't help it. It looks ugly right now. And I know teams will go through an ugly little stretch. And hopefully that's just what this is. Are there deeper-seated flaws here? A lot of folks think so.
You know what's funny? I'll let you behind.
What's funny?
Behind the curtain a little bit.
Mm-mm.
Of the big show.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple days ago, off a win, Baby Tosh came with the topic. Do you think the Brewers have gone through their rough patch? That was a topic we were going to do yesterday, and we didn't do it. It didn't make the show, and we didn't do it today. We're going to the Brewers, so we didn't do it today. And now here we are 2 days later asking this question.
I love the passion.
Yeah.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Love it because
Baby Tosh looks like he's just miserable. Just, dude. Well,
I wish I had the flu today.
You keep the faith.
But see, this is it. I'm going to sound like old guy. Can you imagine what he would have been like back in the day with how bad some of the teams have been? We were happy to be at 500.
17 games out by the All-Star break.
Right.
Have fun with that.
A few years back, they'd be a game over right now. All right, that was a good April, considering how tough that schedule was.
17-16.
Man, we're doing
good. Rolling.
Yeah,
what I'm trying to fit myself back into, and then I look again, and they have a negative 14 run differential.
See?
Oh.
See? Are you kidding me? Moment of the game with Gene Wagner Plumbing, a company you can trust. Check them out at GeneWagnerPlumbing.com. Are you kidding me? Again, Freddie Peralta in the first inning. Knock it off. Whatever you're doing, we'll just probably... Why don't we just start an opener? Right? Go to the bullpen and grab Matt Albers to get you
better
three
than
outs.
That, why don't we walk up to section 226, row 9, seat 4, and grab that guy?
That dude, he can give up 3 runs in the first. If we had to, a Carpenter can go out there and try hard. Freddie, you got to figure it out. Are you kidding me? A 4-run first inning, a couple of walks. Mark Reynolds, of all people.
Ugh.
Right?
That's your boy.
3-run double.
He came up, I was like, all right, you can get out of the first. You're going to strike this dude out, and that'll be it. Mm-hmm. I really thought he was going to get out of the first one. Reynolds came to the plate. I was like, you can strike him out, we're done.
Wendy's Big Show meets the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MillHockey.
Quickly around the table. Gary, you think he gets sent down after this start?
He should.
Baby Tosh?
No.
You think he stays for another start?
He should.
Tim?
I think he goes down.
I think so, too. I think
he has to.
Are you losing?
Learn your lesson.
A little faith. You can slice and dice how much faith you're losing. That's okay. We'll take that too. But Brewers not looking pretty right now after they lose today 11-6.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not. So when it comes to the crew, who's hot and who's not?
And the Brewers fall today. I will start with who's hot, and that is the Milwaukee Brewers.
That is everybody playing for the Colorado Rockies.
Well, the Brewers have won 4 of their last 7. They're 4-3 in their last 7.
Good positive spin. There's old Tim Allen back.
There you go. Ryan Braun, a couple of hits, including his 6th home run today.
Is he over 200 now?
2 knocked in.
Is he over 200, baby? Tosh?
For today.
Ryan Braun hitting 206.
There you go.
There you go. Over the Mendoza line.
189 for Travis Shaw.
Ouch. All right, there's who's hot, who's not, which is brought to you by Bayview Shade and Blind, providing the highest quality window fashion since 1926. Find out more at BayviewShade.com.
And once again, you have a starting lineup where 1 through 8, there is not one player hitting over 300.
Well, and
not one.
Wouldn't that then be is it a spin? Then if I say, well, you shouldn't lose faith because they are 17-16.
Yeah.
Through the injuries,
that's not
through the slow right. starts, and through the schedule.
And through 22 not playing for the last 4 days.
And through no Yelich.
Once Christian Yelich gets back in this lineup, the team is different. You want to talk about an MVP giving a team, giving an entire clubhouse optimism?
Never.
You throw 22 in the lineup, it changes the entire dynamic
There's
of the team.
There's nobody good enough in this lineup to ever pitch to Christian Yelich if I'm an opposing pitcher. Ever.
Sure.
That's
never.
True. I would never pitch to
him. I would never
Why?
Pitch to him.
Teams are dumb enough to do it.
Yep. They are. They're stupid.
Yeah, you're stupid.
There's right. just no reason. If there's All nobody that. On base and it's a 0-0 game, okay, fine. But if there's a runner on base and it's tight, not a chance.
I'm more miffed about Freddie Peralta in the first inning making his full effort to pitch like Victor Santos used to pitch in the first inning. I mean, please.
Stop going old school like that.
I mean, come on. Freddie,
I don't
get
even
it together.
Want to know who Victor Santos is.
Figure it
was.
Out. Just figure it out. That's all I'm asking you. In the first inning, figure out the rest of your game after that. But the first inning, can you put up a 0 for once in your life?
He did once this year against the Reds.
Yeah, he did.
That was the only time.
8 zeros. Thanks. In that one. 799-1250 as the Brewers fall. 11-6. Are you losing a little bit of faith to the south side? We say hello to Mike. Mike, you're on the fan.
Hey, guys. Yeah, always a pleasure to talk to you a few times a week. My comment is Peralta. Blinging in the Milwaukee nightlife. You think that's going on? And I mean, when I was 22, I can't remember what I was doing, but it probably wasn't good. And there's 5 months left in this season. It's a long way to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll hang up and listen.
There you go,
okay,
Mike.
Long way
there
to go.
There you go, Mike.
Don't lose faith.
Thank you.
Last year,
I don't think Freddie Peralta's out partying all night, though. I
no,
say
I
that.
Don't think that.
I would say
I don't
that.
Know. When I was 20,
strike me like that.
When I was 22, you never really got hung over when you were 22,
or 24.
Does it happen anymore?
Not anymore. You pay.
How about
the price.
This one, Timmy? Dairy King on Twitter says, "No faith lost here. It's a marathon. We've got time to figure it out."
Good man.
Come on now.
If you look at the
come on.
A comparison between the Packers heading into last year, think about that. Defensive coordinator change, offensive coordinator change, play calling change, coaching changes, department heads changed. You got a new GM. You got all these changes, not on the field, behind the scenes. Are there similarities now with the Brewers?
But there's a
new
difference.
Hitting coach, new pitching coach,
Wait.
New bullpen coach.
Yes, you're right in comparison to the staffs, right? But this is the most screwed up part about the whole thing. The Packers weren't in the NFC Championship game the previous year with a chance to go to the Super Bowl and made
That's
wholesale
true.
Changes. This team was a game away from the World Series and said, you know what? Everybody but Ed Cedar, get the hell out. We're starting over. What? I mean, you got to be kidding. And the Derek Johnson stuff, nobody knows, right? Everybody says, well, his wife's family is there. I saw some fool on Twitter call it a dream job. You need to stop. Nobody thinks Cincinnati is a dream job. So, I don't
money,
I don't
money.
Know what the right. Okay, now I'm with you. But
if it was money.
Listen to me. Everybody's got a price. If you watch wrestling Ted DiBiase back in the day, everybody's got a price. You could have wrote a check big enough to keep Derek Johnson here and his wife would have been okay not going home.
Could have.
And you could have.
Could have.
You chose not to.
No, you chose
you
to
could've.
Give that money to a catcher.
You could well, I
that can hit.
Yeah. And then you let Lee Tollins walk away. Go join him in Cincinnati.
That again, I don't know.
A game away from the World Series. Tell me the last time this happened in baseball where the whole coaching staff got changed.
And I would agree. Let's also throw in just a little nugget for the two guys that you stopped allowing to play for the Milwaukee Brewers so you could have Yasmani Grandal for an entire season. Both of those guys are back now in the majors, and Eric Kratz and Stephen Vogt.
Both of them.
Both of them.
To the north side, we say hello to Keith, who's on the fan. What's up, Keith?
Well, thanks for taking my call. Well, you know, you can't win in baseball without starting pitching.
Agreed.
So the way the Brewers – now, Brewers went on a roll last year. They did have pretty good starters, but it was mostly bullpen. Guys, that is not sustainable baseball. I've been watching baseball for over 40 years. I've never seen anybody win a World Series without at least decent. You got to have at least a couple guys who's going to chew up some innings. Your best pitcher on the Brewers, he still doesn't get past the fifth inning. Davies, he's not an ace himself. He's okay, but you can't win like this. Council made a lot of great decisions last year, but they were all unorthodox. That is not sustainable baseball. That you in baseball, you need good starting pitching. The pitchers have to be able to give you some innings. The guys are pressing because they're down 5-0 in the first inning. So you have to hit a grand slam with nobody on base every game. You know, you can't win like that in baseball. It's a long-term sport. You have to have starting pitching. And regardless of what guys did last year, because I keep hearing what they did last year, it makes no difference. Baseball, year to year, the best teams have good pitching. And if you don't have that, you're not going to win from year to year. There's going to be a one good year, and then you're going to have a mediocre year. Until you get at least 2 to 3 guys that can get you close to 150, 200 innings, you're not going to win in baseball.
Keith, appreciate the call. Well stated.
Yeah, very well stated.
Now, could it be that last year, if we look at last year's starting rotation at this time, were we thinking that they were a pitcher or two short at this time last year? And I think the answer is yes.
Absolutely it was. Here's some of the statistics from last year, and you want to talk about guys going into innings. The most starts that you had was Yolish Chacin with 35. I believe he was top five in baseball with 35 starts. 192 and two-thirds innings with a 3.5 ERA. Chase Anderson started 30 games, had 158 innings, threw a 3.93.
Wasn't on the playoff roster.
Junior Guerra had 26 starts, 31 games pitched in. A 4.09.
He was toast.
Brent Suter, before he tore his UCL, had 18 starts. He was a 4.44. Wade Miley had 16 starts, who came in the middle of the year because he was hurt early on, had 80 innings pitched, a 2.57. Freddie Peralta.
Him go for $2 million?
In 14 starts, had a 4.25. Yep. Zach Davies in 13 starts, had a 4.77. Gio Gonzalez in 5 starts, had a 2.13. And Brandon Woodruff in 4 starts had a 3.61. So to think that the starting pitching was great last year, we can forget that. That was not true.
No, but now the bullpen gets beat up by injuries, and that definitely got the ball rolling in the bad direction. It did. Could it be that they tried to do it again, repeat what happened last year with the starting rotation and the bullpen until next year? Now, guys, keep in mind, next year, it's a brand-new ball game in the bullpen. There's going to be a rule change that comes in that a pitcher is going to have to face 3 batters. So that does change this entire bullpenning philosophy, does it not?
Yeah, it's going to change how you go through it. It's going to change how you try to supplement it all the time.
So are they going to try and get through another year and hopefully recapture the magic of last year?
God, I hope not.
It looks like they were going to try. And they may change things, but here on a lighter side. They're doing everything they can. They are. Their roster manipulations are still on a daily basis. They're trying to get fresh arms in here. They went ahead and grabbed Gio Gonzalez. They're doing everything they can, guys. They are. And you have to applaud that effort. Now, is the talent there just in terms of the personnel? Well, we're finding out.
So how much longer, now that Corbin Burns is back in the bullpen, how much longer do you think? And I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think it's going to be more than 2 weeks. How much longer before Junior Guerra is back in the starting rotation?
Oh, wow. You might have no choice.
The way he's pitched, and now you got Burns back there, and you're going, Burns, you're going back there. Junior Guerra, your turn in the rotation. Watch. 2 weeks, I say.
All right, you want to squeeze one more
in
here?
Yeah, let's grab one more.
Let's go Kurt in Oak Creek. Kurt, you're on the
phone. Come on, Kurt.
Hello, so I have not lost faith.
There you go, Kurt.
Good man.
There you go. And the reason is, at the beginning of the year, looking at the three young pitchers and the schedule that they had through the month of April, I figured if they got through April 500, I'd be happy. And now they're, what, a game above 500?
Yeah.
You know, 2 days into May, they're exactly where I thought they would be. I've got confidence in Stearns and Council to get it right. You know, I didn't think the young guys would flame out like you're saying. But ultimately, I still think they have potential and talent, and they'll get through it. And I'm not saying they're going to win the World Series, but I think they're going to get into the playoffs and do okay.
All right, now
that's my guy
I'm
right
here
there.
To bring
there you,
you
go, Kurt.
I'm here to bring you back down to earth.
No,
thanks
Kurt,
for the call,
don't
Kurt.
Let him do it,
great.
Don't let him do it to you,
call
Kurt.
Of the day.
Baby Tosh, so you got everything over there. Bring up the Brewers' upcoming schedule here for May. See, this is the problem. I'm with Kurt. Like, oh, man, April's brutal. Man, the other day I was going over the schedule.
There we go.
There aren't a lot of letdown moments in this schedule.
Three against the New York Mets, then three against the Washington Nationals at home. Then you get an off day. You need that off day on Thursday.
Yeah,
big time.
That.
Need that off day.
Yeah.
Then you go down to Chicago for three against the Cubs. Uh-huh. Go to Philadelphia against the Phillies for four.
And the Braves.
Then out down to Atlanta for three.
God.
Then you get another big off day on the 20th. You get a big off day on the 20th. You get two against Cincinnati at home.
Okay.
You get another off day on that Thursday. And then you face the Phillies at home and then the Twins on the road.
And Twins are pretty good.
And Twins are first place.
Yeah.
Like I said. So
on,
when the season started, April was brutal, right? And you knew you had to play well against St. Louis and Chicago because that could decide the division early because of how many games you had against the Cardinals specifically. And you did okay. You held your own. But if you look at this schedule, because of how the National League is set up right now, Tim, there's not a lot of let-up in this schedule.
Bring them on.
There's really not.
Put them up.
Did you hear any
let-up?
No.
So May 27th, that's Memorial Day. You think Rami's working that game up in Minnesota?
Maybe. Yeah.
Well, he's probably not working it. He's hanging out.
Right, he's probably hanging out or something.
Yeah.
He don't work as much as he used to.
Maybe we should go say hi. Maybe I'll go say hi to Rami for that series.
You probably should.
Go see what's up.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe he'll brighten my mood.
We need a good luck charm. And I heard you guys talking on the big show about Brewer trinkets. I like that. Did you see them, Gary?
It's gold.
Are they gold?
Yeah, well, like at the Jewelry Center. Yeah.
It's gold. That's pretty cool looking. I saw it yesterday.
Nice Brewer trinkets.
Did you guys see Tim Allen's Brewers?
In Brookfell, Blue Mountain Road, Tri-City National Bank Building, new location, Burlington, Wisconsin. That's my good friend, Dean Murray.
All right.
Did you guys see Tim's Brewer scrapbook the other night on Facebook Live?
He's got a scrapper.
Yeah. I grabbed some old Brewer items.
Yeah.
That I used to put together scrapbooks, a Brewer scrapbook as a kid, like 12 years old.
We talked about his old football coach.
Yeah.
Old Richard Milkey.
Dick Milkey.
Dick Milkey.
My mother ran into him. My mother ran into him last week.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, he is.
Isn't that great to hear?
75, 80 now or what?
81, I believe.
Yeah.
81.
Dick Milkey.
All right,
now, what was the name of that team, Timmy? Because
CYC Cardinals.
Yeah, we told Steve about this.
CYC.
Yeah, Steve didn't remember this.
I was thinking it was like a professional team or something like that. I was trying to figure out. It was like Kenosha something, but
CYC Cardinals.
CYC.
Yeah, we were 10-0 that year. Junior Cardinals, man. Won the championship.
Junior Cardinals.
Yeah.
Steve, did you know that?
I knew about the CYC Cardinals. I didn't know that he won it that year, though.
Yeah.
10-0, undefeated.
That's right. Yeah. And
Tim appeared in two games.
The Brewers are in a window of winning right now.
Yes.
I was the center, by the way.
You wouldn't.
I'd have run train on you if you would have lined up at center. It would have been over.
If you look at the last seven window,
eight forced
Gary,
fumbles,
that's not a
They're
that's
4-3. As I look through the Pella window and doors of Wisconsin,
that's not
better outlook for the
There's no way you played center, Jimmy.
I did. Yeah,
you would have been done.
Wasn't it Mandela that played on the offensive line?
You guys all would have been
tough. Mandela played offensive line.
I practiced with the O line. I didn't play much with the O line.
Yeah, no, you guys both would have been tough.
I was the only guy that had cadence that could, you know.
Can you give us one of your cadences here, Tony?
Rudy.
No, I'll come up with our center. Come on, here.
No.
I don't know when the center ever called the snap count.
You know what I liked about that, the center thing, though, when it had me a quarterback? You know, I used like to goose the center a little bit. You know?
Yeah, I would have hated you. That's the worst, dude.
I stick that the back of the hand right there, the knuckle part, just kind of stick it up. Yeah, just tap it up in there. Hey, we'll talk about my good friends at Pella Windows and Doors.
You really weren't a very good kid, were you?
Pella has nine different lines to choose from.
That's why him and I get along so well.
PellaWI.com. BetterHelp.com to start the process right now. They're offering 0% down, 0% finance for 18 months. No payment until June of 2020. Experience the pillar of difference when you work with Gina Della and her entire team. So call them today, folks, at 262-783-6600. That's 262-783-6600. Or go to PelloWI.com. Ask for the zero down, zero financing, zero payments for 18 months, and tell Gina Della from Pillow Windows and Doors of Wisconsin that Gary and Leroy sent you.
Which player is ready for the bigs? What will the next series bring for the crew? Time for some forward thinking. Sponsored by Forward Financial Partners. Moving forward together. Find your way forward at FFPWI.com.
Yeah, I hate asking this question like this. Are you starting to lose a little faith in the 2019 championship season? But I do know that some folks are, some aren't. I think we're pretty well divided here, don't you think? A little forward thinking with our friends at Forward Financial Partners, FFPWI.com.
Okay, I got something for Forward Financial. Okay. Let's look ahead. How long does Chris Hook have a job this year?
The whole year.
Whole year in the major leagues.
Whole year. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I tend to agree with you. But you never know how long it'll take the owner to say, to hell with this. This change. Our pitching staff sucks. Craig, it's time to move on. Let's find somebody else.
Super pitch, great.
Yeah. And we're going to hear from Craig Counsell soon. I hope he doesn't say that Freddie Peralta pitched good today.
Super pitch, great.
Four innings. No, he's not nine runs given up. Four in the first. Those were earned. And that's the tough part. His first inning. It's just driving me crazy. Figure it out, man.
Was it on the TV or radio broadcast? And one of them said he's got an ERA of like 74 in the first inning or something like that.
Figure it out.
That was my high school football number.
Between last year and this
year. You know how bad that is to have an offensive lineman number as your ERA?
Well, it was something like that. I think it was the TV broadcast they said it. Something around that.
799-1250. Again, I hate being so negative because I love this team. That's my quarterback. Let's go to John. John, you're next on the Fan. What's up, John?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
Driving back from Chicago, I didn't get a chance to listen to the game at all. I watched a little bit by my MLB app today. But I got to ask this. At what point in May does service time matter anymore? Aside from pitching, with Shaw batting a buck 80, Braun batting a buck 80 or so, at what point do we give Keston Hira as well as Dubon a chance to come up and bring up Zach Brown just as a chance to get some new blood, the new Bassin. I mean, if you look at Shaw's approach, he doesn't step into the ball. He doesn't drive the ball. He just whiffs. And it's so frustrating watching this team bat, in addition to Freddie Peralta and these guys just getting shelled.
I want to say it's like the 20th, somewhere in there, so a few more weeks. But
I believe it's a game count. I believe it's like 41 games, but we'll confirm tomorrow. We have Adam McAlvey on, usually 448, right, Sparky, 448 tomorrow?
Yeah, but I think I can find it before then. I think I have an article. But
yeah, cool. John, I get what you're saying, and you're not alone in that sentiment. However, where are you going to get the roster spots for these guys?
Well, at this point, does Shaw have any options to go down at all, or is he DFA'd if they send him down?
That's a great question. I would be shocked if he does have an option.
And maybe one more thing, and maybe Braun has a mysterious injury that he is rock-aiding and go back to the DL just to get some fresh blood up here at this point.
He's just coming around now. Had two hits today, a home run, two knocked in. Yeah. Brawny's coming on. He's hitting 200. Yeah,
200. I mean, my 12-year-old could hit better than that.
Whoa, hey.
Okay. Oh, all right,
appreciate
John. Thanks, man.
Jeez, John.
So you're seeing, I know the record is what it is, guys. It's 17-16. And you could make the argument on the other side, and this is where I'm going to lean. Tough schedule. They got bitten by the injury bug, and they have multiples underachieving at the same time. And that's a recipe. Those are ingredients for a disaster. Nonetheless, they're 17-16, and they will play better, right?
To answer that question, that John had. Sorry, I'll answer yours in just 1 second, Timmy. I was in the middle of this reviewing. The Brew says most players have their minor league options used up by their arbitration years. Those that don't get sent down to the minors all those years or the first 3 years retain those options until free agency. For example, Travis Shaw is in his first year of arbitration, has two minor league options left.
So there's a roster spot, John. There you go.
You're not sending Travis Shaw down.
I doubt it.
Why?
I doubt it.
Tell me why. Tell me why. This is the deal.
Because of his production he did.
Listen, you can't send Aguilar down, so you can cut Aguilar. Right, so you can't send him down. You're stuck with him. Thames, he's your right fielder apparently right now with Ben Yamel because you have no Braun. You're not doing anything with Braun. He's not going anywhere, right?
No.
So if Keston Hira, who is playing pretty good right now,
hitting 350,
is ready to go here in a week or two,
ready to go,
then he's your second baseman. And Moustakas plays third because he's done enough to stay on this roster and right now, Moustakas.
And you rotate Zeus and Thames at first?
Whatever. Yeah. Travis Shaw doesn't deserve any more time than Aguilar does at first at this point, does he?
63 homers.
No, this year, right now.
180 RBIs the last 2 years for Shaw.
I'm just saying. Because remember now, Council, when asked about Aguilar the other day before he hit his home runs, said, hey, I got to see results now. I got to start seeing some results. Yep. That's what he said about Aguilar. I haven't heard him say it about Braun. I haven't heard him say it about Travis Shaw. I didn't hear him say it about himself when he was 0 for 40, 45 or whatever the hell that's it was true. That year. Didn't hear him from him that at that point. He was still on a roster, though. So you're going to hold Aguilar's feet to the flames. Well, what about the rest of these guys that aren't performing? When does that start?
You have to chop up.
Burns is in the bullpen now because he wasn't performing.
Where your priorities are. Is it offense or is it working on the pitching?
It's been on offense the entire offseason. That's why you gave it to Grandal and Council in preseason in spring training. It's like, boy, this offense, man, here we come.
I kind of like this offense still.
That's what they built this team around. They built it around offense instead of our young pitching struggles. We'll score enough to help them out.
That's what they thought would
happen. That's what the plan was.
Travis Shaw with a 617 OPS.
Mm. Mm. Tim, you're next on the Fan.
Tim passed out.
Oh, he did?
Tim passed out.
He's gone.
Okay.
Yeah. Traded it for your boy Bonamago.
Yeah, Bonamago.
I like Bonamago.
Hello, guys. This is like last for the past.
Yeah, but I don't like when you do it like that, though.
It's just like, I got Sparky, I got Tim, I got Gary.
This is Bonamago Jr.
Man. Yeah. And Joe Zenzola over here, too.
Of course. Jeez. All right, first of all, it's not our hitting, all right? Let's just stop this talk about Travis Shaw sending him down, all right? Just stop. Stop. How about Derek Johnson?
We stopped.
Yeah. What about Derek Johnson?
Yeah, what about Derek Johnson?
Yeah.
These coaches that we had last year, I think we're missing them right now.
Okay.
Might be.
No, it is. It's not might be. It is.
Okay.
100%. We need pitching. We need better coaching with these pitchers going, all right?
That's it.
Okay, Bonamago. Hey, Bonamago,
did you get me my my sweat top? You supposed to get me
stop.
6 years
Gary,
ago.
Stop.
You never. You
really,
never got
you're really
it.
Gonna
he doesn't
done.
Work there. Anymore.
Damn right.
All right.
You're damn right. I'm
he doesn't work for the Brewers. No.
All right, Bonamago. Take it easy, brother. All right.
See you,
love
buddy.
You guys.
Yep.
Bye. Yeah, he's supposed to give me a sweat top.
I don't love him back.
Brewers.
How much were you gonna give him?
I was supposed to be free, cuz. I ain't trying to pay for nothing.
Scholarship, cuz. He's on scholarship.
All right. 799-1250.
Keep it moving, Tim.
Soup pitch, great.
Correction of the game.
Make yourself feel better.
You know who I really want to hear from? Craig Council. I want to know what he said. You think they talk about pitching at all?
Oh,
he should get hammered today about pitching.
Oh, I'm sure he's going to talk about pitching, and he'll... And that's the thing with Craig Council, and I appreciate this.
May
24th
this year
positive.
Is your service time number.
24th?
Nice.
May 24th.
May 24th.
So, as of the 24th, can they survive before they make a few call-ups without adjustment of service time?
They get a couple of days off ahead of that, too. Calm everybody down.
Would that be the correction of the game, correction of the season, brought to you by Milwaukee County House of Correction, where they can correct some of these things? They're already correcting some of the mistakes that they've made. If you think that behind closed doors, they don't believe that it was a mistake going with three young dudes in the rotation, I think you're fooling yourself. They do believe it was a mistake at this point.
Clearly
they didn't at first.
They bailed.
But they did bail on it. Yep. And that's fine because you have to appreciate that.
No, I don't.
Yes.
Because if you were planning on bailing after a month, then you never should have done it to begin with.
You should have
then
done it with two, not three.
Then it was a horrible idea to begin with. If your idea was, well, if it's not working in April, we're going to bail to Chase Anderson, that's a horrible plan.
But do you believe that they could have seen in their wildest dreams it going this badly?
No, because I don't think they really truly valued, and I'm going to just make you mad, I don't think they really understood just how important Derek Johnson really was. Now, the Peralta thing in the first inning, that happened with Derek Johnson, too. So that's,
yep,
there's no magic sauce there. But Corbin Burns, look, he's going back to the bullpen right now. If he stinks in the bullpen, too, then tell me what happened.
Well, he didn't give up a homer yesterday.
For your Derek Johnson conversation, Luis Castillo, pitcher for the Cincinnati Reds, young guy, just brought up. April's pitcher of the month for the National League with 43 and a third innings of work. 3 wins and 50 strikeouts.
It's pretty good.
Pretty good. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah. Pretty good. It's again, there's a lot of things. If you look at the roster, you see more of these players underachieving than even doing their career norms, back of the baseball card norms.
Yep.
So, okay, you would assume that a portion of them, just scoop them all in. You would assume a portion of them are going to break out of this thing. It just goes
if
to show.
We're at June 1st, and that hasn't happened. Then what?
Well, then we adjust and shift on the fly at that point.
You're 2 months in at that point. If you're 2 months in and you're still the worst ERA in the NL, and these guys are still doing what they're doing, something's wrong. Something changed. That's it. End of story. Something changed. Something different happened.
Sure.
Whether that be this dude doesn't go about prepping his pitchers the same way as Derek Johnson.
The catcher.
And they're doing something. Look, pitching coach and catcher.
Yes.
Like, they're preparing differently. They believe in going about pitching plans and whatever else differently than the last guy. Whatever. Something obviously changed. Now, Grandal, to his point, or to his defense, last three or four times he's caught, they've pitched pretty well for the most part.
With the pitching specifically, is it three-part harmony here between the pitching coach, as you said, the new catcher on a daily basis,
yeah,
or is it just simply personnel?
I think it's plan to a degree.
Could it be personnel?
Sure, guys.
Yeah.
Not just pitching as well as they did last year?
Could be.
There's a lot of change, though, man.
Does everybody want to feel better?
Yeah.
I got some good news for everybody.
Okay, good. Yep.
Malcolm Brogdon out for game 3 tomorrow night against the Bucks.
You're an idiot. You're an idiot.
Thank you,
wow, how's that good news?
Wanted everybody to cheer up.
On a rainy day like today, you got to just pour it on, right?
I don't know why you do that.
Well, here's something that would improve, I think, everybody. That's Sight and Sound Solutions.
That's right. Sight and Sound Solutions. Al always to the rescue like
there
he was
go, Tammy,
for me.
That was better.
He's been for Baby Talish and many others. AT&T DirecTV. It's a great combo, and you can get it through Al at Sight and Sound Solutions. TV and internet for as low as $85 a month. Plus, $85 a month. You get the choice package. That includes Fox Sports Wisconsin to watch this average baseball team. That's what the record says. NFL Sunday ticket as well. No extra charge for the first year. And $200 in Visa cards through Al at Sight and Sound Solutions. But wait for it. They can do even more now. Sight and Sound Solutions can offer you a U-verse bundle. The new AT&T fiber internet. AT&T wireless phones. You want it? They got it. Basically the entire lineup of AT&T services. Why? Because they're a preferred retailer for AT&T right now at Sight and Sound Solutions. Maybe you're an existing customer. If you feel your package deal could be better, give them a call. Let's see if they can help you out, too. Wouldn't you rather call a 262 number and talk to Al that's been doing this for a long time locally? Sight and Sound Solutions, 262-754-1500. 262-754-1500. NFL Sunday Ticket on Micro News each season prevailing rate. Unless against the prior start of the season, select international games excluded. Remote access to one game at a time. Data charges may apply. Call for details.
So, what's the skipper got to say about this game? Let's find out. Here's the scoop from the skipper on the only station Brewers fans need before and after the game. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You know, this team was in such good shape after the first two games of this series, and then after last night's Chase Anderson finger slice callus breaking open, and then a mad scramble to fill some innings last night, and then you get blown out 11-6 today, things take a dramatic turn. However, I'm going to keep, long story short, I'm going to keep the faith.
Good. You should.
Because of injuries, because of schedule, And because you know the hot streaks are coming for guys like Shaw, Braun, Zeus, and these other guys. Look at Zach Davies. I mean, he's a guy that just is a stud right now. So there are some good things.
Proud of you, Timmy.
I know. And so, yeah. So there you go.
There we go. We got that going for us.
Yes, you do. So are you guys all right? Everything good with the big show and everything?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
Why?
Well, I was just going to quit and leave.
Great Lakes Dragaway. Pick a lane comes up in 7 minutes.
Okay. But I just...
You're not going to quit on the air in a segment.
I am.
Why didn't you just leave in the commercial break and walk out? Why did you wait till it come on the air to tell everybody
you're
quitting?
Well, I just wanted to make sure it's okay with you guys. That,
well, we're not your boss.
Well, no. I prefer you stay till 6 o'clock and do the big Great Lakes Dragaway pick a lane with us and hang out.
All the way through?
All the way through, come on, dude. Yeah, we'll get your thoughts on the Packers, talk some Bucks basketball with you. It's been a while since you've hosted one of these regular shows, right?
Yeah.
Right? When was the last time you hosted a regular show where you got to talk about everything?
Let's see. How do I answer that? I have to go.
Was it a Bill Michaels show that you filled in for?
I have to go. Apparently, there's better options, and I'm busy. So that's okay.
Yeah, that is okay, Tim.
Okay. That's okay.
All right, well, see ya.
Check the next podcast. I'll answer that question.
You guys are doing a podcast again?
We are at some point.
Tim and Tausch in the mornings?
At some point.
First I'm learning about it. Yeah, let's do it.
Congratulations.
You guys got a morning show?
Yeah, they do a podcast in the mornings.
Yeah.
I was just saying, because I know, what is it, Chuck and Bart? They got a morning show, right?
Yeah, Chuck and Winkler, 6 to 10 here on the fan.
Oh, Chuck and Winkler?
Yeah, it's a good one, too. Yeah.
All right, so do you want us to play council and you're just going to leave?
Yeah.
All right, see ya.
All right,
despite everything.
Bye. Get out of here. Go.
Smile, Milwaukee, the world.
Yeah, smile back, whatever.
No, he was in the first inning. He was just off the edge on a couple pitches. But then the walks hurt him. You know, and then he's got Reynolds down in the count, and he made a mistake. And you know, with the bases loaded because of the walks, you get three runs on the board after you make a mistake. So, you know, that's on. You know, I'd say he's got to put that guy away with two strikes. That's his job. And finish that inning. You know, so the encouraging part was that the velocity was very good the first couple innings. So that was encouraging. The misses were, as we started the game, were very small misses, I thought. But still, you know, they end up working up two walks and then a mistake and we're in a hole.
The first inning has really been a tough one for him. Over both seasons, he's been a
– Yeah. And this one was a little, like I said, I think this one looked a little different to me because I thought he did, like I thought he came out with good intent and good velocity. And, but, you know, it's still two walks and you know, a couple hits and a mistake.
Because the defense overall has been so good all season, do you chalk it up as to like,
what?
Mistakes like this that happen?
No, I mean, we played a poor defensive game, I think. Yeah, I mean, I don't think we played a great defensive game today.
At this point, Craig, this many games in, are you a little concerned about your pitching?
Yeah, I think, look, we have to be better to put together consistent wins. We can't dig ourselves holes like this. You know, it's just, you know, one step forward, one step back. Otherwise, that's what it's going to be. So, you know, there are some good things happening. I thought JJ, this is JJ's last two outings to me are real signs of progress. Back to back today, better the second inning than the first inning. So there's some good things happening. You know, we got it. It's just got to. But it needs to be consistent, obviously, for us to give ourselves a chance to win on a, you know, daily basis.
Is the plan to keep Freddie in the rotation?
We're going to have a conversation about that, yeah.
Would you change the plan with Corbin and put him in instead? Or?
Yeah, well, we're going to talk about, we have options, but, you know, we'll have to discuss that as we go here.
Yeah, so we have options. That's what Craig Council goes with. I like that kind of mantra. Okay,
got
sounds
options.
Good.
That's
yeah, we got options. We got chances. We got guys to go to.
Yeah, we got options.
not great options, but we got options. That's what we got. We got options. And so do you during Great Lakes Dragway Pick a Lane. We got chances at $1,000. Wendy's Big Show is back with Great Lakes Dragway Pick a Lane here on The Fan when we return.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.